Hey, we got the podcast going, and let's bring up the goodies. Here we go. Hey, I'm Shane. I'm your host. I am the OG, Bitcoin OG, older gentleman, not original gangster. I thought I would take advantage of the time my wife's out of town and do another little tidbit of information for you guys that like to just chat about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and altcoin. This is probably going to be similar to what I said before the market crashed, is that we were going to see 10 to 30% ranges. So hopefully that won't exceed the 30% and go into 40%. That's my hope, somewhere between 10 and 30% drop for Bitcoin. Altcoins, obviously, we looked at some of those last week, and they had already dropped that much in a week. So altcoins are different. And we're going to look at what's going on with the market. We're going to look at where do we go from here, and take a look at some charts so you can be more informed and make the best decision you can make for your Bitcoin cryptocurrency investments. Again, none of this is investing advice, tax advice, legal advice. I'm not your advisor. This is just information for you to consider and entertainment, educational purposes only. All right, so it is Sunday. Saturday, the market was at $2.44 trillion with a volume of 24 hours of $130 billion. And Bitcoin has since dropped from the 67,000. We're going to look at that. Ethereum has dropped. Its dominance is down. And we're going to look at the fear and greed index and all that. This title here that comes from Crypto Slate, you can get their emails if you want. Bitcoin's crash to 64K causes a meltdown for alts. So this is an issue. Some people are saying that the conflict with Iran and Israel is driving this price down. But indications are, even though that might definitely have some effect in those regions and those who are associated with those regions, it is not the base root cause. It just adds to it. It has to do with inflows and outflows. And so let's take a look at CoinGecko. We see that our wonderful Bitcoin is down to 64,000. And we are up 0.7 in the last hour, but over the last 30 days, we're down to 6%. Not really that bad. And XRP, or not XRP, I don't really care about XRP. Sorry for you guys who do. I know it's a gambling coin, and I can appreciate that. I was going to see where Ethereum is. It should be right here, but for some reason, I don't see it. Anyway, you can see as you go down the last 24 hours, which is this second row here, we are doing a little up bump here because people are starting to buy. Look at the, this is the top 100 here, I think, on this page. So you've got most stuff is down. There's a few obscure ones here that have been up, up, up. But let's look at some of the more well-known coins that we deal with. We'll get up in here a little bit. Even there, those aren't all that well-known. Okay, here we go. We're starting to get into some more well-known coins. As we get up here, yeah, quite a few coins. But we've got negatives. Look at Fetch. Fetch is down 24%. Algorand's down 40%. Bitcoin Gold, 24%. Litecoin's down 11%. Cosmos, Atom, down 33%. These are pretty popular coins. Dogecoin down 5%. XRP down 21%. Ravencoin seems to be up over the month. But there's a lot of red. A lot of red in there. So yeah, definitely something to think about. Let's go back one page. I want to see what the heck Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at some charts, some more charts. Altcoin season. All right. We just looked at this the other day. We were up way over here and above the 75% rate, which is considered, you know, anytime the dominance of altcoins is higher than Bitcoin, the total market cap, the amount of money that's in it, you start to enter above this line. 75% by this chart is considered altcoin season. When we're in the heat of altcoin season, you're going to see about 85 to 90% in that area, 70, and that's definitely the time to sell. Like right here, that's what, 84? So we've seen it go higher in the past. Right now, you can't even see, but here we are way down here. It's Bitcoin season, according to this. And we're fastly going up. So this indicates a buying opportunity for altcoins. I definitely think it's buying season for everything. So let's look at what's going on. The Pi Cycle top is a great indicator. So when you look at this chart, there's the top, okay? And then when this green line right here, this moving 350-day moving average, when it starts to touch, then the price of the Bitcoin is going up, okay? So it touches right here, and then it goes under, and then the top happens. And then the dive goes underneath that average, okay? And then same thing here. It goes under, and then the top. See? So you have this little bit of indication when it's going over, when it goes under, rather, and the price goes over the 350-day moving average, you get a top. Same thing here. The 350-day moving average goes under the price. The price goes over. Boom. Every time 350-day average is above, the Bitcoin price is lower. Here again, this is 2017. The 350-day moving average, the price goes above it, and boom, you get another top. And then all of a sudden, the 350-day moving average goes out, touches again here. Same thing here for this next big top. Touches right there. Boom, price goes over. Look at where we're at right now. That 350-day moving average is right there. So the price is ready to bust out over that, okay? So you hear me talk about these losses and everything. This is temporary. This is just a temporary thing I'm talking about. This isn't forever. This isn't for years. We are headed. We have not hit the all-time high. That's not going to happen until we break out of that, okay? So that's really a good chart to look at, to find out where the indicators are and where the price is going to go. So again, history, you know, is an indicator. After the halvening, you know, the only thing different this time is we had an all-time high before the halvening. But the same cycles happen. People will panic and sell off, cash in, whatever, move their money into alts, whatever. We have all these outflows from Grayscale. Record numbers the last few days. But I got news about that. That's going to get better too. So what we're setting up for, even though everything's low, don't sell it. You know, maybe trade into something else that's a better value that you think is going to go up higher. If that's what you believe, maybe trade into something else. But don't sell out and try to buy back in, is my technique. You do you, but that's I got all that done already, like a couple weeks ago, right? Everything's set. I went ahead and got a little less diversified because I see the indications certain coins are not really doing the pickup that I thought they should. They're not really showing any indications of a great expectation. So I've moved more money in to high-risk coins that are showing the signs of something that's really going to rocket ship up, okay? And you guys, if you've been watching my videos back the last couple months, you'll know what those coins are, the main ones, because I've shared with you how I did it, okay? All right, so some news that I want to share with you. Coinbase challenges SCE's authority on crypto transactions, excuse me, files for this interlocutory appeal, whatever that means, right? So basically, they're looking for a higher court. They want a higher court to deal with some of these issues. They're trying to get the SCE to narrow what they're going to be charged with. They're trying to position themselves so that they can get this little tiny bit of information ironed out of what is an investment contract, okay? And then once that's ironed out, that's going to help them with their case. Now, good luck getting the SCE to, you know, give you clear definition on their verbiage, where they can just dance around. But the courts are with them, and they're going to fight this up to a higher court if they have to. They're willing to do that. This will help them. If they can get the definition of what an investment contract invokes, then that will help them much better be able to justify the coins that they list and offer to their customers. So here are the highlights. Coinbase seeks to confront the SCE over its investment contracts approach. Coinbase seeks to expedite the appeal process while seeking clarity over the matter. They don't want this to stretch on for years and years. Coinbase legal action reflects a broader industry concern regarding regulatory ambiguity. So we just need to know, what the heck are you talking about? What in the hell do you mean? You're interpreting this different than we are. We have lawyers. They tell us that we should be able to do this. We've got this company set up in the U.S. This is the way it should be done. You can read this article on GAPE.com, and Bushin Akelkar is the one who wrote this article, if you want to check that out. Now, the whole Bitcoin crashing to 64K, it's a bummer, right? It's a bummer, but it is what it is. I would say we're looking for opportunities, right? If there's some altcoins, if you're an altcoin person and you're looking for altcoins, then definitely do that. So check this out. Is the U.S. government going to completely outlaw and ban crypto? Doesn't seem very likely. Look at this article here. This is Bitcoin.com. You can look this up at Bitcoin.com. U.S., U.K., Germany, among countries with the largest government crypto holdings, Arkham's data shows. So they have all this holdings of cryptocurrency. They've got tons and tons of money worth. So they have a vested interest to sort this out and make something happen positive, right? Grayscale CEO sees GBTC reaching equilibrium, expects the outflows to ease. So the future is showing that that is going to diminish. We've been talking about that. They're talking about lowering their fees. These things have got to happen. All right. Something else positive. I talked about this the other day. Pepe Coin. Not recommending you buy it. I'm not sponsored by any of these. I'm not recommending, you know, any securities or anything like that. I'm just telling you what's going on here. You have to be careful, because you never know when the censorship is going to change. And I stand on that I've never sold any securities. I've only talked about them. And the good, the bad, the ugly, right? So I say that a lot, because there's so much censoring and you never know when that could change. So I just want to make sure I'm very clear on that. Pepe Coin, if you go to investing.com, the Benzinga produced this article here, talking about what's going on. Coinbase has a listing on the international exchange, and Coinbase Advanced Trading set to commence on Thursday, April 18th. All right, so we're 4 days away. And there's speculation whether Pepe will soon be listed on Coinbase Spot and Robinhood as well. One popular YouTuber tweeted, "I think Pepe will soon explode." This is news that's in there. If you have Pepe Coin, it's down now quite a bit. That might be something to look into if you're looking for some quick multipliers. If this happens, it is a gamble. You could lose all your money, of course. But, you know, if you're a crypto gambler, crypto investor, and you're used to these massive ups and downs, this might be something you want to look at and do a little research on. There's other altcoins with this type of possibility and potential. I have not invested in any yet. I'm not opposed to it, but I have a lot of other positions already marked. And if I double down, I will probably double down on those most likely before I would put money into Pepe. All right. I think that's about all I have for you today. I just wanted to tell you, I do believe that the market's going to change. That's why I showed you the Pi Cycle top. I do believe this is an opportunity for those who are late to the market. But, you know, the world is ever changing. If Russia gets involved in what's going on over there, or U.S. starts bombing Iran, then that's going to create a bigger conflict. This is going to get very, very big. And that could affect markets. It could. People panic and do things. But at the same time, people have to put their money somewhere too. So that's something to think about. We'll have to just kind of wait and see. But based on past history and the market going and the halvening and everything else, I expect to see 2 to 4 weeks of mostly downsides and no new highs hitting, unless we get some great news about nation states investing or banks investing, perhaps with Grayscale slowing down the outflows and Hong Kong and of these new exchanges that are coming online, even their banks are looking at it from what we're hearing, that could definitely push things in a positive direction very quickly. And in that case, we may only have a couple weeks after the halvening and boom, we're off to the races, or at least starting to gradually go in that upward direction until we do hit the point where that 350-day moving average goes underneath and the Bitcoin price starts to skyrocket and we hit our all-time highs. So, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this update. That's about all I have for you. Until next time, I'm out of here.